I need Scissors 61, a remix of Metal Gear Solid 2 by Prince of Darkness. Folks, you know what that song means.
It means it's time for clinkies before we say it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, sort of clinkies. Clink.
And a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Ah, here we go.
Means it's time for insert credits. Tonight, round 4, Enforcement Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I am Mr. Bond.
And I am Tormod.
Thank you for joining us on this 28th of March, 2014. Another great Friday sort of night. It's still light out where we are, which is totally awesome.
Which it wasn't the last time we had a show.
Right. That was three weeks ago.
But
speaking
hey.
Of 3 weeks ago, in another 3 weeks will be a next round.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so next week on Friday, I am going to be in Phoenix. The following week, that Friday, Mr. Bond may be going and visiting Space 006's family, and I'm going to be doing a work project. Yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail. Yeah,
you'll be gone all weekend, pretty much, right?
Yes. So our next show is going to be the day before the next Madison Bowl meet thing. So,
which will be the 12th? No, 11th. 11th.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No way in craziness.
No,
that's two weeks.
Sorry. 18th.
Ah, exactly. 18th
of
March. Date I said.
Yeah. Okay.
To you, not to the show. Ah. Okay. Yes. So yes, we'll have a show the evening. Evening, whatever. 7 o'clock-ish on the 18th Central Time. So.
Yep, for round 5. So that's kind of weird. But whatever. We've been getting pretty busy lately, so, you know, whatever.
Unexpectedly. Ooh, yeah. But that's okay.
That's all right. Okay. Tonight. What's happening around the world?
Is it my turn first?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, why not?
All right. So the reason I wasn't here last weekend was because I decided to go to KitsuneCon up in Appleton. Fantastic convention and was much better and much more worth attending than Anime Milwaukee. I'm going to maintain that. As a matter of fact, I got to see Caitlin Yeager there, still doing all of the artsy-fartsy stuff, which is awesome. She agreed with me because the last time that I went to Anime Milwaukee was actually with her back at SNC, back when it was at the actual University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
So like 4 years ago.
At least.
5 years, 4 years.
Possibly.
Years.
Yeah, it was like my sophomore year, maybe.
Six years.
Yeah, exactly. So I ended up going to KitsuneCon, and we both agreed that Anime Milwaukee is still a dump, and we're never going to go back. How is this related to gaming? Well, they had an excellent gaming room. Holy crap. Larger than PAX. So many console games. So many arcade games. It was just outstanding, all of the different stuff that they had there. They had Virtual Boy, they had Rob, they had several different Atari systems, they had ColecoVision, they had every PlayStation up to PS4, same thing with the Xbox legacy there with three different systems, all the Nintendo consoles, Segas, everything. It was just holy crap. They had tons of systems and TVs, and it was all really well staffed. Everybody's taking turns, people were having their little ad hoc tournaments. It was awesome. Of course, I spent most of the time in the actual arcade room, although actually I was watching Saxon a lot of the time, too. Retro arcade machines, though, included Galaga and things like that. They also had your House of the Dead 4, where, you know, it was just on free play and people were just shooting the shit out of everything all the time. But then there was DDR Extreme, which is the same version of DDR that's over at 10-pin right up the road from us. Now, that's the thing where Saxon will drop $10 to $15 a night when he goes there just to play. And he does doubles. So he uses both dance pads.
Jeez.
And does it on heavy, and it's kind of ridiculous. And I had his permission to talk about this, but holy crap, he's just outstanding at this. Completely dominating the game. He ended up getting into a singles tournament and got to the final round, and his opponent won the coin flip and chose the most technically difficult song in the game. It was almost able to get through it on the first iteration of it, but then Saxon got to choose his song because it was like 1, 2, 3 songs. So there's three songs in a set. Best 2 out of 3 wins. First time he failed right toward the end, just couldn't get back into it. He did a really good job up until that point. And when he chose his song, he just completely dominated the other guy because he is much more technically precise, and that's how you get graded on that stuff. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the guy, being a dick, decided to choose the same song again that he did the first time, so he failed.
Ugh.
But, no, he was just ridiculous. And I have a video of it that I'll share later with permission. It's just outstanding. I can't say that enough. Also in the arcade room, though, were some pinball machines. One that was very old. Actually, it reminded me of the old one that was at that pizza bar.
Like with the spinning numbers?
Among other things, yeah. I mean, like where it had wooden stuff on the inside and lots of metal that was plated to wood. And yeah, it was actually really cool. And then the other one was the South Park one, which Mr. Hankey. Hi-dee-ho! Yeah, I can't do the voice right now because drinking. But yeah, that was an amazing convention. Holy crap. It was cheap and parking was $2 for the entire weekend. They literally had you pay $2 on entry and you could stay as long as you wanted.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That was amazing. No, certainly going to do that again next year. And that's going to be a thing for years to come. Just trying to think here. Anything else about KitsuneCon? Lots of cosplay, little sleep, lots of drinking. It was a good time. Well, I suppose I can move into non-event stuff. EA is no longer the worst company in America.
What? Come on.
Exactly. I just about shat a brick when I read that. But apparently they lost to a cable company, which if they have to lose, it's to a cable company, and it's Time Warner. So
shocking.
Yeah, Time Warner is now the worst company in America. This is fantastic. Not a whole lot much else to say other than shame. And then, of course, we have Twitch Plays Pokemon El Tercero. Now they're on third gen. They are playing Pokemon Emerald. They blasted through Crystal. Holy shit. They got through Johto and Kanto in no time, completely just wrecked the game. Somehow the ledge didn't prove to be that bad of a deal this time. So they're on Emerald right now. I think they're 5 badges in, making huge fast progress. As always, twitch.tv/TwitchPlaysPokemon. We've already harped on that enough over the last couple episodes. The Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD remaster has been released. I have it over there. For those who pre-ordered on Amazon, you actually get the special edition for free. So that's kind of cool. Comes with some art and obviously both games in a special case. Textures are much improved. The gameplay is roughly the same. There is a new soundtrack, at least in 10. I haven't checked out the one from 10-2 yet. But it differs significantly. It's not just graphics that had the overhaul. They also overhauled the OST. Some tracks from the original do remain. Most of the ones which are Nobuo Uematsu's original compositions that he worked on himself. But there are a lot of things that are what they call improved. Of course, I don't agree with all of those. There are some songs like Via Perifico, which is a piano solo that plays in the Sluis. Completely lost the charm of that song because, one, they changed it a lot, and two, it's actually the version that was in the piano collections that I really didn't like all that much. I don't know how you screw up the piano collections version of a song that was originally on piano, but whatever.
They found a way, apparently.
They clearly did. They actually changed the melody entirely, so that... There are some songs that just didn't go well. They should have just kept the originals. But I'm very much looking forward to playing the game with, of course, Saxon. He's already partway through 10 on the original release, and we're just kind of like, oh, I could just carry it over into this one. Okay. So that works. We're also planning on starting FF7 soon. So it'll be fun. Oculus Rift has been acquired by Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
It was a $2 billion acquisition that was completed on the 25th. I saw the post on Mark Zuckerberg's account and I was just like, this has got to be an April Fool's joke. Oh shit, we're still a week out.
Yeah.
So that actually did happen, and a lot of people are praising them for it. A lot of people are acidic.
There's not a lot of middle ground on this one.
Not at all. No. And if you head over to my Twitter account, twitter.com/Tormund_ZHP, you'll see that my icon is me hugging Notch. That guy actually canceled his release from Minecraft Oculus Rift Edition.
Well, the plans to do it. It's
well, it
not
was
even near any. You know.
I understand that, but you know, in order to get things moving with a now popular company, it takes time.
Right.
And they completely canceled the plans to do that, and he did advocate an add-on mod.
Minecraft,
there we are. Yeah. That obviously adds Oculus Rift support. It's pretty cool. You've used it.
It's fairly good for a mod. I mean, it's not, you know, totally super polished like you would expect an official Minecraft release to be, but it works fairly well. It's out for Minecraft 1.6.2, which is several
quite old.
Versions behind already. But
now they're on 1.8 something?
Are they? Did they
I think?
1.8? I don't know.
I think
I
so.
Remember.
I don't know. It's been a good while, but
yeah.
I think they're on that.
It
but.
Does a fairly good job for a third-party add-on mod type thing. But
yeah,
the whole acquisition thing. I reacted very strongly against the first time I heard about it, and then I thought about it a bit, and it's like, okay, maybe it's not as bad.
So, he actually wrote about this. So, if you head over to zerohour-productions.net, right on the front page on the left column there, you'll see Mr. Bond sort of whining about it.
You'll see my reaction and then my more thoughtful post about what's going on with that sort of thing.
Exactly. So, I haven't written anything in the last ever. That's going to change. Yeah. A month plus. So I haven't really had a whole lot to say.
Well, this should have prompted something, right?
You wrote about it.
Well, so?
I mean, I guess I can post. Yeah, mine pretty much echo yours, except I'm still kind of like, Facebook, you got to fuck this up somehow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to.
I'm remaining cautiously optimistic about it, just because I want it to work.
Glass half full kind of guy. Okay.
Yeah.
At least in this.
My glass is more than half empty, but whatever.
Wow. That was good. I should keep going on mine as soon as I'm done rambling. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm done rambling.
All
it's
right.
Your turn.
All right. What else is going on here? Well, more Oculus news, I guess. Why not? Oculus Rift, their second level or their second round development kit, the DK2, has been announced for pre-order. It was actually announced a week and a half, 2 weeks, I think somewhere around GDC, actually.
Combined resolution of 1080p.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Specifications have been greatly improved. 960 by 1080 resolution per eye, which is technically full HD, mm-hmm. in air quotes. Greatly reduced latency, somewhere in the realm of 2 to 3 milliseconds.
Which is about your standard gaming monitor.
Yeah,
these
just
days.
About.
Yep.
So reports have been in from people who have tried it out that it greatly reduces motion sickness, blurriness, all those other attendant very negative side effects having to do with virtual reality, which is great. It's $350 for pre-order, slated to arrive in July of 2014 of this year.
Now, how much was the original dev kit?
$300.
So this really isn't that much more expensive.
No, it isn't,
which
is
great. And I still haven't actually tried it.
You should at some point.
I mean, like,
cool.
I did at PAX, but not since we actually acquired one.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Also with this one, with the second level development kit, there's a separate CMOS sensor, a separate camera that you mount to your monitors or whatever, and also a set of infrared LEDs built into the faceplate of the Rift itself.
Sure.
To assist with head tracking, you can actually track the position of your head going forward and backwards now, and just give it a lot of additional fidelity, so that's pretty cool. It's still not the final consumer model. So there's probably going to still be more improvements before it hits the consumer shelves there.
Makes sense, especially now that FaceBakes has it.
exactly. But yeah, so that's out there. Valve has made a couple of very good contributions to open source and OpenGL development. They have released their VOGL debugger, which is a debugger for OpenGL.
Yes. Didn't I send that to you? Like the two SourceForge thing? Was it? No, it was GitHub.
There's another one, actually. They open source their Direct3D to OpenGL converter. Those are two
things. Yeah, I thought I'd
they're
sent you both.
Things. No, I knew about the first one.
Oh, damn.
Before.
Okay, well, yeah, I saw that, and I was just kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and that one they pulled directly from their Defense of the Ancients 2 source tree.
Dota
it's
2.
Not exactly in full working condition, but the code is there. It's open source, so anybody can look at it and make it work, and I think a few people already have made it work fairly well.
That's
so,
really good.
Good on you, Val. Thanks, bro. Thanks,
and
brah.
Easy porting time, hopefully, at least partially.
Yep, exactly. So, thanks a lot, Valve. Appreciate
it. Wait a sec.
What?
Oh, but Gundam style. Okay, easy porting time. Yeah, that's why that. Okay, wow. I was like, why is... Oh, it's that song. Okay.
That's why.
Oh, wow.
More
anyway.
Details around Unreal Engine 4. It's been confirmed to support Linux on release.
Hell yeah.
They have switched to a different... Well, they've added a licensing model. $19 a month for a subscription to use the engine. Plus a 5% royalty on it.
Yep.
So any revenue you make using that engine, you pay them 5%, which is pretty reasonable, actually, especially for a small to medium size. You don't have the thousands of dollars to pay up front for this pretty awesome engine. Just pay him $19 a month plus 5%. No problem.
That really is a good investment, all things considered. You can get shit out there and then get your capital going and then either buy it or make your own.
Exactly.
That's a great stepping stone. Holy crap.
Very, very good on Unreal to do that.
Yes.
Competition alert. Crytek has announced they're adding a licensing model to their CryEngine for $9.90 a month.
But can it play Crysis?
I sure as hell hope so. For $9.90 a month with no royalty. No royalty. So I guess they're ahead of the game on that one. I don't know.
Is the engine as good? I would
honestly
assume.
I don't know. I mean, I would guess so.
You can make some pretty flashy looking shit with the Crytek engine.
Yeah, up at the top tier of engines, I guess they're very comparable, but I don't know personally. Also, somewhat related, Unity version 5 will be usable directly in the browser thanks to WebGL, Asm.js, and Emscripten,
which every browser will support
without a plugin. Is the key phrase there. No plugins. Yes.
Yeah.
They've already kind of demonstrated that with Unreal Engine 4, which is great. Oh, it looks so awesome.
That worked just in Chrome, but...
Was it just in Chrome
at
that point?
It was, because they ended up having... I can't remember the game, but you could fully explore like an entire area, and it rendered in the browser.
Yeah, that was the one a while ago. They did a more recent test.
Oh, I know. I'm saying it's like that was number 4. So if this is just a standard that... all of the browsers are following because they're standards, i.e.
Good luck.
I know. Wow.
It's pretty fantastic. It's getting close to 60 frames and right in the browser, which is cool.
Which is awesome. Fucking fantastic. That means Flash is going to die, right?
Oh, I hope so. I've been hoping for many years that would happen. Some other minor stuff. GDC 2014, the Game Development Conference 2014.
I thought you were going to say GDC 2014, the game.
No.
That would be so meta.
It has come and gone.
Yes, it has.
And my Twitter feed was full of shit from GDC 2014, and every time I read it, I was like, oh, I want to be there, but I couldn't.
Did you hear about the shit they're doing next year with scheduling?
No.
How it's going to be GDC PAX?
What?
It is GDC 2015 moves directly next to the dates for PAX East.
Oh, next to. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, like opposite sides of the country.
Interesting. Okay.
And there's a lot of people. Adam Rippin, is one of them that says no. You get to choose one. So somebody's going to end up shooting themselves in the feet. Hopefully... things are going to be okay, but obviously a lot of people are just kind of like, GDC, kind of the thing to do if you're a game dev.
Yeah, that's true.
So
PAX East being more of a consumer level thing.
And from what I've heard, it's more consumer-y than PAX Prime is, too.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, considering Prime has PAX Dev immediately prior.
And it also has game companies right there.
Yeah, also true.
Nintendo and Valve and Microsoft, too? Aren't they up there?
Yeah.
Redmond?
Yeah, Redmond, Washington.
Yeah, so...
close enough.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I wanted to see. Microsoft Oculus Rift.
Oh, right. Microsoft's
that thing from today.
Something else.
Fuck.
Oh, they shared some photos of the new Kinect 2 for PC today as well.
Really? Oh, yeah. Doesn't it look the exact same as the one for the Xbone?
It looks
That's what I heard.
It looks very much like the Xbone itself.
Oh, really?
Very black and boxy. Well, of course, but even blacker and boxier than before.
A bigger blacker box.
Yes.
Had to.
Quite.
Seriously, it's got to be like one of the front things on our gaming right now. Back. Oh, Goat Simulator Early Access is out today. Fantastic.
That's cool. Apparently that drew quite the crowd at GDC.
Yes. Ah, here we are. This isn't the Microsoft one, though. Fuck, where is it?
Did somebody else buy something else?
No, there's another competitor that came out on their own. It's called True Player Gear.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Get your totem ready. I don't know. Hardware acceleration. Let totem do the work, not your computer. Yada, yada, yada. Individual focus per eye. Surround sound and stereo. Onboard cameras. Expansion port. Oversized lenses. Dedicated buttons for non-game interaction. Yeah, okay. So I heard about this. It's also 1080p. Field of view is 90 degrees. Two cameras and 1080, three-axis gyro, three-axis accelerometer, three-axis magnetometer.
Magnetometer. That sounds expensive.
Yeah, there's no price yet.
If you have to ask.
Exactly. Get the latest news. No spam. Of course, you have to subscribe. What the hell is this Microsoft thing, though? Seriously, they just bought something today. Oculus VR hires new chief scientist Michael Abrash from Valve. That happened today.
Yep. Yeah, I did hear about that.
Seriously, where the hell was it? I swear I had it up on my screen, and I think I closed the tab by accident. I can't Control-Shift-T it. All right, I'm going to search the subreddit real quick here.
Whatever.
Microsoft.
Good old games. GOG.com will start selling Linux games. Woo!
Yes.
Party.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Wait,
about that.
Didn't they say that their entire library would be Linux compatible over some time?
Oh, maybe that was a while ago that they said
something.
No.
I thought that was real recent.
Really?
Like over the last few weeks.
Oh, maybe it's
I thought
the
that
same
was
thing.
Part of that news.
I don't remember reading that, but
well,
whatever.
Well, okay.
Fine. 2014 sometime is the timeline on that one.
All right.
And of course, Facebook buying Oculus for $2
billion. Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
Sorted by
still leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Whatever. Oh, I read something quite amusing on Twitter in regards to that. Our good friend Ben Prunty saying
Ben.
That now Sony might become the bastion of the indies. I see. I know. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Did you find that Microsoft deal? Otherwise, let's move on.
Unfortunately, not. I'll see if I can find it later.
So. All right. Well, that's it for Around the World. Some Toonskis? Toonskis?
Yeah,
Toonskis.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with Mythic Mist by Pirate Crab from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, available on OCR. And this is a little something special. This is Hyrule Symphony Live Part 1 by Bobby Skibo from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. This one is not available for download. It is indeed a live performance, and yes, there are mistakes, but it sounds really damn cool. So
and
here.
I don't remember where I got it from either.
Go for it.
just to validate it a little bit more that that was indeed a live performance.
Yeah, live clapping and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. All right, Torma, what you been playing these
okay.
past 3 weeks?
Wow. Okay. Personal gaming.
Scroll down. There
yeah.
you go.
Well, I've got more than that, but whatever. Okay. I swear I had some more in there. The Mii Plaza, because I was at a con. Kind of hard to avoid that. I played some SMB3 for the NES. Yes. And got a few levels done before we walked away. And played that South Park pinball game, of course. What else did I play? That may have actually been it. Come to think of it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it, like, entirely?
I'm pretty sure. Trying to think. It was last time that we played, or that Brian and I played Tales of Symphonia, so I haven't played that since because I was waiting for him to come back. I haven't started FF10 again. We have plans to. I haven't played FF6. Yeah, I don't really think I did anything else.
All right.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, I may have played a little bit of Pokemon X, but not a whole lot. There.
Nothing of note.
Not really.
All right. Cool. Well, the past 3 weeks, I've pretty much been exclusively playing Towerfall Ascension and Nuclear Throne.
Okay.
That's about it. I've logged quite a few hours on both of those. Towerfall is a fucking blast.
Yeah. Has it changed much since PAX?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Towerfall Ascension, that was the new release for PS3 or 4, and PC on
right.
Steam.
Nice.
Back on the 18th, 16th.
Wasn't that kind of an Ouya thing by itself a
yes.
little bit?
Yes. Towerfall was definitely the Ouya seller, and now it's on Steam, so...
Oh, well.
Question mark.
Eh.
But no, it's a blast. The new release added a one- or two-person co-op quest mode. Which is pretty awesome.
Quest mode.
Yeah.
How do you play quest mode in that game?
It's just a series of levels, pretty
okay.
much. It's just a series of...
But it's co-op.
Yeah, it can be. 1 to 2.
Okay.
And right. then, of course, there's your up to 4-person battle royale type thing. But it is a blast. I've logged about 20 hours on it since I bought it. So it's a lot of fun and quite aggravating when you're going for a perfect run and you shoot yourself with an arrow.
In the knee.
Or the head, or no.
I had to.
Whatever. But it's really fun.
Good!
Nuclear Throne is out on Early Access on Steam.
Now,
it's
you have
by...
to explain this game to me.
Sure. It's a roguelike... I guess it's a dungeon crawler type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
By Vlambeer et al. It's the purpose is to get to the Nuclear Throne, and the premise is you're a mutant trying to get to the Nuclear Throne. That's it.
All right.
That's
do you
all
have
I
to
understand.
Escape once you get there, or you just get there?
I don't know.
You've never gotten there.
Don't know.
All right.
Early Access, they've been doing an updated build once a week before
wow.
GDC.
Okay.
I haven't seen an updated build since GDC, but, you know, whatever. Let them recover and do whatever they need to do before they start pumping out more stuff. But it's a lot of fun. It's a twin stick, top down type thing. I
cool.
like it. It's very nice.
You know, speaking of games like that, we have to get Necrodancer.
Well,
there's
no question. I think I've already pre-ordered it, actually.
Okay, but, I mean, we have to get a thing
to
play Necrodancer.
Yeah, and I did ask, who did I ask a while ago? I think I just tweeted at the Necrodancer Twitter account asking, like, what's their preferred dance pads or something. They were going to do some sort of special branded thing. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll wait for that.
Yes.
So, yes, an actual dance pad is absolutely required for it. Absolutely.
Okay.
It was still pretty fun just using a keyboard, but still, I mean, that's an awesome game. It certainly earned the crowd it had around PAX.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that and there's Danny B.
Danny B does the music for it. It's pretty
Oh, he
music.
Was also there, yeah. and he was also playing. It was
yes.
hilarious.
Yes,
I loved
it.
It
was very good.
Oh, my God.
I did buy the OST for well, the pre-release OST or whatever.
Okay.
It's really good.
Danny B. No
Can't
question. Go wrong with Danny B.
No question, hands down. All right, but that's about it. Just those two for me the past few weeks.
All right.
Probably for another couple weeks. Cause,
oh,
yeah,
you only have
fun.
Three? Well, you only had two,
buddy. I only had two, but it's like 40 hours.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No. I've been wrapped up.
Definitely unseated my other games for a while. and probably still for a couple weeks at least.
Nice.
Till I get new builds or somebody to play with in Towerfall or something. I don't know. If you'd like to give it a shot, it's a lot of fun.
As he turns and looks at me. Okay.
I don't know if there's friendly fire or not.
I think there is. I'm pretty sure there is.
Because that would make it a lot more fun. A lot more dangerous, but whatever. We'll see.
Nice.
Speaking of, I'll share this just because.
Okay.
I had a weird dream the other night.
Ah, that.
Yeah. It did include Towerfall and Danny B. And Big Giant Circles, Jimmy Hinson. It was us three plus an unknown fourth.
Mm-hmm. We'll just pretend it's me. Why not?
Sure, why not? I don't know. I didn't get a good look. But we played an 80-round Towerfall marathon.
God damn.
It ended up being a 20 to 20 to 20 to 20 draw.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Of course, it's your dream.
But that was about it.
Okay.
I just woke up and was like, that's weird, but okay.
Cool.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, after, you know, binging on the game, of course you get a dream about it.
I suppose it makes sense.
So it's the Towerfall effect.
And I was, you know, listening to a lot of Jimmy's music earlier as well. So
that makes sense on that one.
It's just kind of weird, but cool. So I'm glad.
Makes me want to binge on Tetris and get that same thing where I, like, feel myself falling as I'm falling asleep, literally, because I'm in the Tetris grid. It's a real thing, folks.
Yeah, it is. Works for more than just Tetris, too.
Sure that.
Demonstrably. All right, that's about it. Let's get some more tunes. First off, a remix from Mega Man X6 entitled Stealth Chameleon by Theory of N, followed by a remix from Sugunai entitled The Eyes of Despair by Ivan Hackstock. We'll be right back. All right, final segment for the evening. Let's do some quickie design.
And before that, though, for an existing game that already exists.
What? Wait, slow down.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I have a download code for Fez, and I want to announce it that I'm going to be throwing it up on Twitter at some point this evening. So, for those of you who don't already sadly watch my account, I apologize ahead of time. Twitter.com/Tormod_ZHP. I have a download link from the Humble Bundle, this last one, for Fez. So, if those of you who don't have the game want the game, check it out. At some point tonight, I will do something silly and post it. So, first one gets it. It's a direct link.
Go.
So, there you go. Huzzah. Done. Design time.
Alrighty. Design time. Tonight, I'd like to spend a couple minutes talking about twin stick games.
Yeah, okay.
I like twin stick games. Nuclear Throne is a twin stick game. I'm playing a lot of that, so it's been on my mind a little bit. What I really like about these particular games is that they divorce movement from vision a little bit. You can move in one direction while you're looking or acting in another direction, shooting, interacting, whatever.
I like that.
I do.
I like that a lot in RPGs, too. FF12 did that. Camera was independent from movement. So nice. All right, that's my 2 cents I can throw in on that.
So if you're running away, you can see what's chasing you or, you know, whatever. It's
anything.
Just a very nice and very natural feeling thing to do. Because you can obviously do that in real life, clearly.
Yes.
Right?
I might have to learn how to backpedal after, you know, turning your head so much, but
right.
You know.
Yeah, of course. It takes a certain degree of coordination.
Yes.
Which, in the gaming world, that degree of coordination really, it does it for me. It's like, oh, this is really neat. There's not just a certain level of skill to do it. Obviously, there's a minimum level required, but you can get really super good at it. And it just lends this layer to the game that's like, oh, I may not understand the game fully, but I can feel like I can do this part of the game really well just because I've got that coordination. And for some people, obviously, it's going to be harder than others because some people have trouble disconnecting what they're doing, you know, between the two sides of their body, the two sides of their brain with their two thumbs or whatever. So what I'd like to do with this is kind of extend this a bit further. Let's throw VR into there. Just because we've been talking about Oculus and all that. Let's make it a three-way disconnected twin stick kind of game where you can move in one direction, you can interact in another, and then you can use the VR to kind of look around to make the camera point in a third entirely different direction if you want.
All right.
It could probably get kind of complicated and kind of nauseating, but I think it'd be kind of cool to try to do that. I'm thinking of applying this to a free-roaming, maybe a roguelike sort of game where you can maybe move up and down between levels to get easier or harder as you go, you know, move up a layer or down a layer or something like that.
Sure.
I just think that'd be really sweet. I don't know, you know, a particular premise behind it. I don't know what the ultimate goal would be, but just kind of implementing that three-axis isolated, divided, whatever you want to call it,
horizontal Megahawk.
Yeah, sort of. Oh, what? Sure.
I just had to throw the term
okay,
again.
Okay, why not? Sure. Yeah, let's make it a hashtag. Oh, yeah, so a twin sticky using VR to look around, move in one direction, interact in another. Get that straight. That would be kind of... I think that would be a very cool skill challenge to overcome.
All right.
What I got.
Cool.
Yours?
I have a rhythm game because I was inspired by Saxon. It is a rhythm game that uses the Kinect, so you don't actually need a dance pad. That's kind of neat. Motion tracking replaces the need for a dance pad. The dance pad still exists, even in doubles form. So you kind of have the projected dance pad on the screen there, so you see yourself moving in relative motion to the dance pad that's on the screen, so you can kind of determine where on the floor you're supposed to step.
So is it mirrored, or are you kind of looking ahead and you can see yourself?
It's mirrored.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, like, the left side you can see on the left, so on and so forth. So
all right,
upper body motions are added to the mix. Instead of just dancing and using the rail behind you to do quick dancing, you'll also have to do things like the windmills and the upper body sways and turns and bows and things like that, depending on whatever the thing wants you to do. It's an exercise rhythm game mashup mode that I'm most interested in, with a variety of movements. A score is given for accuracy, nimbleness of the movements presented on screen. In this, you also have the ability to load custom tracks and download user-generated content and so forth. So it's kind of a get-up-and-move kind of thing, and you can put your own tracks in there, explicit or not. Fun times had by all. So
when you say custom tracks, like, you would have to do some prep work beforehand to make that track work, or it would process it for you? Like
it would process it all for you like Audio Surfer does. I don't know how exactly that work yet, but that's the designer, I mean the programmer's problem, not mine.
Typical.
Uh-huh. Have fun.
Yes.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
That's my idea.
Cool. So connect, huh?
I have to show you that video of him from the final round. It was just sick.
Yeah, whenever I see people doing totally crazy well on dancing games like that, it's just like, I don't know. How? I mean,
it's all pattern matching.
I guess.
Honestly.
I guess so. It just requires such a presence of mind and a control of that portion of your body.
And a memorization of the pattern beforehand.
Yeah.
You have to learn the patterns.
I guess it's really not all that different from, say, Guitar Hero or whatever for a pattern.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. But still, it's just like, that's insane. Like, I think I tried DDR once many years ago, and I think I tripped over myself like half a dozen times before I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done.
Not that kind of coordination.
No, I don't have that coordination in my lower body.
That's fair.
You know, that's just how it happens sometimes, I guess.
True that.
All right, anything else for the folks out there? Otherwise, we can wrap it up.
I don't believe so. Obviously, meander over to my Twitter later so you can find that Fez download link. I expect somebody to use it, damn it.
I'm sure it'll disappear pretty quickly.
I sure hope so. So, in any case...
Yeah, again, a reminder, our next show won't be for another 3 weeks on the 18th of April, so we will catch you guys then. Thanks a lot for joining us, everybody. For insert credits, I am Mr. Bond.
And I am Tormod.
We'll close off with our typical closing track, a remix from Shadow of the Colossus entitled Trico Flies by Kevin Pankin. Good night, everybody.
Ciao. Thank you.
Thank you.